Right, class, I'd like to talk to you today about Tonga. After I've introduced the country to you, we're going to watch a video based on a famous Tongan short story. You'll be able to appreciate this much better if you already know a little bit about the country. So, here goes. There's no need to take notes. I'll give you a handout later. The South Pacific Kingdom of Tonga is a group of 171 islands, 45 of which are inhabited, in the southwestern Pacific, about 1,400 miles northeast of New Zealand. It is situated just west of the international dateline and is close to the Tropic of Capricorn. The islands are 13 hours ahead of Greenwich Mean Time and are proud of their claim to be the first country to see the dawn of each new day. The population of the islands is estimated at about 100,000. There are almost as many Tongans living abroad as on the islands themselves, mainly in New Zealand, Australia and the US. Economically, the country relies predominantly on remittances from abroad and on foreign aid. There is some exporting of agricultural products. Tourism and cottage handicrafts are small but growing industries. The island group was discovered by the British explorer Captain James Cook, who named them as the Friendly Islands. Today, tourist brochures emphasise the aptness of this name. They became a British protectorate under its own monarchy in 1899. It gained independence in 1970. The constitutional monarch still enjoys considerably more economic and legislative power than in most other modern monarchies. The official language in Tonga is English, although, of course, there are a number of other native languages spoken on the islands. Tonga features in the Guinness Book of Records on two counts. Firstly, the royal family of Tonga was given a tortoise by the explorer Captain James Cook, which, amazingly, lived for over 200 years, dying only about 30 years ago. Secondly, the country has boasted the world's heaviest monarch, King Taufa Ahau Tupou IV. He used to weigh 209.5 kilos, but on medical orders has now slimmed down. His weight is undoubtedly partly due to the Tongan style of eating. Tongan feasts are renowned throughout the area for their variety and their size. They are traditionally served on a pola, or long tray made from plaited coconut fronds, and there can be up to 30 different dishes, including steamed pork, suckling pig, fish, shellfish, beef, octopus, and a wonderful variety of tropical fruits. With the exception of suckling pig, which is roasted over a fire, most Tongan foods are cooked in an underground oven called an umu. Right, I think that is enough to be going on with. Does anyone have any questions at this point?
That is the end of part 4.